Hello, Saints. Bethel's new website enables you to receive pastors' e-devotionals via email. Simply go to betheldeliverance.org and click on the link About Us. Then, subscribe to weekly devotionals from Bishop,
and you'll be all set to receive the encouraging word of God from Bishop's e-devotionals.
So be blessed and sign up today.
If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Paul says to the church at Galatia in chapter 4, he says, verse 19, my little children, of whom I travail and birth again until Christ be formed in you. Brothers and sisters, this is our goal. This is what we're reaching for. Christ to be formed in us. There are two words that describe the process of God. One is order. God does everything in order. The second is purpose. He has a purpose in everything he does. If you ever have contentment in those two areas, I guarantee you the absence of stress, anxiety, and physical illness. If you can rest, Paul puts it like this, I have learned to be content in whatever state I find myself. My God. I need you to go home this week. If you're computer literate, go home and put that in your Microsoft Word. Put it in big print. Use the Verdana type and then make it 17 points or 18 points. Cut it out. Print it out. Cut it and put it up on your mirror. Do the whole scripture. You can use whatever translation you want to. But what you're saying to God is wherever I find myself, contentment will rise to the surface because I would not be here if you did not have a purpose. So my trust is not in the situation, but God's purpose. That means, beloved of God, you are never frustrated continually. You are frustrated when you enter something because there's always a moment of shock. I call it the pool effect. You know what the pool effect is? When you're walking around in the air, the temperature in the air is different than the temperature in the pool. Now, while they will say the pool is warm, it is not the temperature of the air because the pool is not subjected to the air. But your body is warming up from the temperature in the air. Then you step into the pool and you need to take a moment for your body to adjust to the temperature of the pool. So immediately you're kind of like, whoa, whoa. But then after about 5 minutes or so, you swim it because then you adjust to the temperature of the pool. Are you with me? So the pool effect of life is that while you're walking around in a situation, you feel a certain kind of way. But then when God puts you in something, there's an initial shock. But then I've learned. That whatever pool I'm in, to adjust and be content. I'm going to be content because God knows. I think we forget that he knows. And it's okay to forget that he knows. You're human. That's why he keeps taking you through peaks and valleys. So that at some point in your Christian life, you will understand he knows. there are no surprises. He knows what's going to happen tomorrow. Today he has you here to hear this message so that when your tomorrow becomes your today, you can function in it and rejoice because your faith, Jesus said one of the attributes, one of the responsibilities of the Holy Spirit is to show you things to come. It doesn't necessarily mean that he will give you a specific word, but he will give you a scripture to prepare you. God will start preparing your heart for something coming down the road so that when you step into it, you won't feel the same oppression, but he's already prepared you for it because he knows what's coming. This is what it means to walk in faith. And so this third segment of this series deals with the faith that you and I are commanded to demonstrate. When we come to Mark chapter 11, Jesus gives us what I call mental faith. Paul tells us in Romans chapter 10 how faith is birthed. Everything is birthed through a process. Even sin is birthed through a process. You just don't commit sin. It is the result of. The Bible says when lust conceives, it brings forth sin. Now, the conception idea is the same as physical conception. The male sperm meets the female egg, and then conception takes place. She's conceived. When lust conceives, it brings forth sin. But since we understand the law of conception, lust must be conceived by something. Something must join with lust in order for sin to take place, because lust on its own is not sin. Because lust can come and you can resist it. But lust is joined with something to commit sin. And then when sin is finished, something dies. And the death is protracted. It's not immediate. That's why you can commit a sin and then still come to church and do your duties. And the Lord can bless your work. Because the death is not immediate. It dies. Adam didn't die immediately. Spiritually he did. But physically he lived a long time. The result of the sin sometimes takes a while. Let me move off of that because a lot of you are losing your praise right now. Yeah. There's stuff that happens from acts committed years ago. And it's got nothing to do with God not forgiving you. God forgives you the moment there's confession. But there are consequences. And so when Jesus wants to talk to us about the mental application, now say, you say, preacher, why would you say that Mark 11 is the mental application? Because he says something here that is directly related to the mind. He says in Mark chapter 11, verse 22, he said, have faith in God. Now, this is important because the subject in this verse is faith. Faith is the subject. God is the object. Your faith is no good if it's not in a good object. Your faith is only as good as the object that it's in. Many of us put our faith in the doctor. But doctors, bless their hearts, as great as they are, they're limited. many of us socially put our faith in the government. But now if you do that, that's just foolish. And it has nothing to do with our current president, but with the system that has evolved out of it. You cannot put your faith in preachers. God never told you to put your faith in us. He told you to follow us and obey what we say. But if we mess up, you keep on following Jesus. Don't backslide because I'm an idiot. So Jesus says, put your faith in God. Now listen carefully. For here's what I want you to understand. That whosoever shall say to the mountain, notice the word say. And the word say calls for a mental cognition. For words are the results of thoughts. So faith becomes a mental exercise. Now, many of us use faith, you know, kind of, helter-skelter. Well, I believe God. I believe God. I believe God. But you're not thinking through what you believe him for. I believe God for this car. All right. Can you sustain the payments? Well, that's why I'm believing God. Because if I could sustain them, then I wouldn't need God. But I need you to understand, your need for God is not predicated on the realization of your limits. In other words, because I can't afford a Maserati, I'm going to believe God to get me one. No, that's not what faith was for.
If you believe God, for a copy of this message in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number 3117A. Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $14, which includes shipping and handling. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Sundays at 7:30 p.m., and Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. The telecast can also be seen Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday on WMCN TV 44 at 7:30 a.m. WMCN is available on Fios, Comcast, and Broadcast Television. To visit one of Bethel's Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue in Wincote, Pennsylvania. Services are held at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 o'clock p.m. Live streaming of our services takes place Sundays at 8:15 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. Prayer and Bible study are held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us at BethelDeliverance.org or download the Bethel Deliverance app at the Apple Store or Google Play. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
The Bethel Deliverance app is now available to download for free at Apple Store and Google Play. You can tune into Sunday services through live stream, view video sermons on demand, listen to audio messages through podcasts, send prayer requests, communicate through social media, and you can contribute to the ministry simply by using today's technology. Get access to all of Bethel's media outlets and church events right at your fingertips. Go to the Apple Store or Google Play and download Bethel Deliverance to get connected today.